you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scars. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
For the audio-only listeners, Lauren is in a scantily clad two-piece bikini. I am showing off my best Aladdin six-pack, really, really nailing the exercise. Like, Goal's body is coming out. That's just for the audio-only folks. For video folks, disregard.
Did Aladdin have a six-pack?
I was just thinking of like the only shirtless Disney prince.
Got it. Roll the intro.
Let's go
home. Hey guys, welcome back to Wild Till 9, our weekly podcast. Stop, drop, roll, rate the pod. Send to a friend, send in your podcast pups.
I can show you these balls.
I was like, are you going to do it? Are you going to do it? People ask if I get to enjoy Jeremy singing because as a small fraction of you guys know, he has a great voice and never sings. And to a lot of people's surprise, the only real singing that I get are dirty remixes of Disney songs. Like what? I can, instead of I can show you the world, it's I can show you my
balls.
What a start.
And do you ever complain?
I mean, no, I guess not.
I mean, do you want to, now that we've kicked it off that way, do you want to go full ween?
What do you mean full ween?
Ween.
Full ween, ween. Oh.
So here's a joke that no one else will appreciate or understand for good reason. I don't know how this started and... I'm not sure that other people can relate to this really at all. For whatever reason, Lauren will enter into any room that I'm naked. So shower, and she likes to just like walk in like while I'm peeing, like anytime, whatever. And she'll walk in and she won't say anything and she'll just kind of stand there awkwardly and she'll just sing, ween. That's ween. And I started realizing that like she would only stop singing ween when I harmonized with her.
Yeah.
So if you want to...
Yeah, yeah. Well, should we give the people a ween?
Yeah, go ahead.
A ween harmony?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Ween.
And sometimes I'll just leave it out to dry.
Babe,
and
she'll get, babe. And she'll get ween. One more.
Go ahead, babe.
Ween.
Why that high? Every time.
Lower. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ween.
I literally, just with the voice in the microphone, it's like, I can't, it's so hard to figure out what note you even want to say. Anyway, the long story short is she's only satisfied if I give her a major third ween. Anything else is a sad ween she doesn't like.
No one wants to end on a sad ween.
No.
You
definitely
want the happy major third ween.
And that was the test for if you are a real one. For all 17 of you that are still with us, Jesus, you're in Christ. For a wild ride.
Oh my God. Also, I have to be honest with you guys. We realized too late into the night that today is the Halloween spooky season episode.
Halloween.
Halloween. Thank you. # Halloween. Subscribe on YouTube for the costume DIYs because they are hot fire.
Anyway.
And we had initially planned to be in costume today. And I do have costume DIYs. I really do. But they're all a little scantily clad and not comfortable. As you can see, I like to dress in oversized menswear for the most part. And so it's not really something that I wanted to be sitting in for an hour while we hung out. And also, we don't keep costumes for Jeremy on hand, unfortunately. So,
but if you wanted costumes for our dog, we have plenty.
We do have plenty. Oh, the banana split.
That would be cute.
Oh, we should have brought snoogs in
it's
here.
It's not too late. We might be able to figure it out.
You're right. Yeah. You're right. But yeah, happy Halloween, bitches. It's Halloween. Honestly, this is like one of my favorite holidays.
How about happy Halloween, friends, listeners?
These are my bitches.
All right, well, they're my friends.
Okay. Well, bitches is an even like closer relationship than friends. And the bitches know that.
Next time you see my mom, be like, what up, my
what
bitch?
What up, my bitch?
Let's see how she goes. She'll go, oh my God, that's so personable of you.
What a delight you are.
My mom
bitch.
Referred to Lauren as a delight.
I am a fucking delight. Yeah, no. I mean, I really was putting on like I was just trying to put my best foot forward.
So this was actually not planned whatsoever to talk about, but since you're all here.
Oh, no.
Something that we're currently working on and worried about, but it's going to be great. Our parents haven't met yet.
They have not.
And there's a date on the calendar that's going to change all that.
There is. And, you know, I feel like most couples have the luxury of, like, taking their parents out for, like, lunch or dinner or something casual.
Right.
But we're really just diving in full force here, and we're doing 5 days together.
Well, it's not really voluntary. It's just kind of the best that we got.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, so we are, my mother's still back in Illinois. Her parents are in Canada. And with COVID and traveling and everything, we all have to like figure out how we can safely get to one another and take all the precautions and tests and then be in the same area for a solid 5 days straight. And hope we don't talk about politics too much.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It'll be so fun.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be fun.
No, you're not.
I'm not worried.
Lauren's for sure worried.
I'm a little worried. I'm a little worried.
I mean, we'll report back, obviously.
Yeah. No. Well, you know how it goes. Also a great reminder to go vote in your state. I think early voting is officially done in most states. No? Is that?
I don't know.
Maybe
about
that's fake
that.
News. Okay. Maybe it's just California. Anyways, go vote. Your voice matters. Get out there. Go do your thing. Go vote. As a Canadian, I unfortunately cannot, but Jeremy's ballot is sitting on the kitchen table waiting for him.
I'm going in person.
Love that for you, babe.
Yeah.
I love that for you. Anyways, so spookier than our parents' meeting at Halloween.
Maybe.
Is, remember the time last year, Mia had a Halloween party. And
our friend Mia,
my best friend of a long time.
Mama Mia Makeup,
Mia Sayoko, the one and only. She had a Halloween party last year, and we had the joy, the luxury of getting to share that party with my ex-boyfriend. How was that for you?
Better than it was for you.
Yeah, you know what? It really was. We actually posted a photo of the three of us together, and it was just very awkward for me and much more comfortable for my ex and Jeremy together to, I feel like you guys almost bonded over dating me.
It was what we had in common.
It was.
Well, there was two choices. There was build a wall, build a bridge. We built a bridge.
Oh, that's so nice. I mean, it really could have gone poorly. It really could have gone poorly.
I think in those situations, it is everyone's 100% job. Mm-hmm. It's not like, I'm fine, but you got to figure it out. Like, realistically, it's 100% everyone's job to be mature.
It just could have gone so poorly.
Well, like, if two of the three people were being super mature and one wasn't.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
Disaster.
If one isn't, it doesn't work. Yep. It has to be like three equal parts trying their best to just like make amends.
Olive branch. Yeah. And so we posted a picture of the three of us. And I feel like that shook my Instagram. That may have been one of my like most liked photos of 2019 because it was genuinely shocking.
Yeah. Comment below if you'd like to see a throuple.
No, thank you. That's okay.
No. Okay. We're not doing that?
No, we're not going to do that.
Let me just text him real quick and turn that off.
I hate that with every fiber of my being. I just need to be very clear about that right now.
I told him it's less of a yes than we discussed earlier.
What were we for Halloween last year? Oh, we were Dalmatian and firefighter.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
A classic.
I'm not gonna lie. That's not the first dog that I've been for Halloween. I was Scooby-Doo one year as well. Like, kind of sexy Scooby-Doo.
Isn't it kind of funny to realize later on that the show writers were just writing about a couple stoners?
Yeah. Like, well, my boyfriend at the time was Shaggy and I was Scooby-Doo.
Like Scooby snacks. They were always hungry because they were stoned.
Wait, were all of the characters stoned? I thought it was just Shaggy that was kind of like the stoner of the group.
Well, I don't know. I think him and Scoobs were just over there giggling. I'm not sure. Anyway, I believe there's a lot of
ruining childhoods everywhere.
Right, but like, why do we not get, anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, I was sexy Scooby one year as well. I was also many, many years ago, like fully furry, full body, like from Costco, the full one piece onesie furry sheepdog. That was a really long time ago.
That wasn't a sexy one.
No. I was like 8 years old.
Got it. Yeah, for sure. I feel like girls fall into the two categories, at least back in my day.
Oh, here we go.
I feel like there were the ones that went the funny route and were like, I'm a postage stamp. And then there's ones that are like, I'm wearing postage stamps for pasties. And there's not much in between.
Okay, but this is why I love Halloween, because it really embraces the DIY spirit. Like, I love that you can be so creative. Like, I feel like I've never seen more DIY costumes than I did the year that 50 Shades of Grey was really popular. And every dude I know had like gray and black paint chips stuck to a shirt. And I was like, fuck yeah, embrace that DIY spirit. That's probably the first craft you've ever done. And I love it.
I actually don't know what you're talking about.
What do you mean, 50 Shades of Grey?
I haven't seen it.
But like, you know the title of the movie, right? 50 Shades of Grey?
Yeah, but I have no idea why it's called that.
Oh, actually, I've read all the books and seen the movies, and I don't know why it's called that either.
Isn't his name Grey?
Yeah, Christian Grey.
I just figured it was some double entendre on that.
Yeah, no, I don't know. But anyway, they would do the paint chip so that there was literally 50 Shades of Grey. So it was a little punny, but also
It's a pun.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Why didn't you say that?
Oh my God.
That's funny. I get that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, like I could totally see frat boy Jeremy being a big fan of the 50 Shades of Grey costume.
Painfully underwhelming when it comes to my level of creativity for Halloween. Yeah. I phone that shit in until the last second and then hope to God it all works out.
So are you the type that goes to a Halloween spirit store or whatever, like the day before to see what's left over? Or are you trying to just like throw on a shirt and pair of pants that you already have and call yourself something?
I am definitely, it depends how much time. Like I feel like being in LA, I've definitely looked through some empty buckets at Halloween City kind of thing.
That's tough.
Yeah. And like you're running and somehow there's 13 million people in LA. And for whatever reason, there's like, you see three of the people you're going to the same party with that night. You're like, you too? Yeah, I got nothing.
Yeah. That's tough. I'm not going to lie. I feel like in university, especially when I was making like hella DIY costumes, I was just doling them out to all my friends because I would probably do like, I don't know, almost 10 a season. And like, I always had a rule that I never wanted to be on Halloween one of the costumes that I had made for videos. I don't know why. I don't know why. It seems like more work for me than it needs to be.
Like, hey, I've made 10 of these opposite.
I think because I want to be unique. I was like, I don't want anyone to show up in the same costume that I taught millions of people how to make.
Well, that was, ooh.
What?
Can we get some more room in here for her ego?
No, I just wanted to be something unique.
Yeah, just blow that wall out. I didn't like, you know, because like so many people were watching, so I just wanted to make
no,
sure that.
No, okay. It's just like you don't want to show up in the same costume.
Totally.
You know what? Oh my God. In high school, in prom.
Knock that door. Yeah, knock it down. We need more room.
At prom, we had a Facebook group where you had to post a photo of your dress as soon as you bought it so that no other girls showed up in that dress. And if you were first to post it, the general rule and understanding was that first to post it gets to wear it. And if you have the same dress, you take that shit back.
I'm going to assume that there were maybe two maybe three stores in all of St. Catharines that everyone was buying these dresses at.
So we were actually close enough to the border that we would go over to Buffalo to get our prom dresses. So like I had the luxury of going to Macy's. Was really excited. Ooh, I know. I think I got my prom dress from Macy's. So we had the luxury of both countries actually to shop for our prom dresses.
So you imported your dresses?
I did. I really did. Well, I exported myself over to a different country to go buy it in person and then imported myself back into Canada with the dress.
Got it. Smuggled it back.
Yes. Yes. Right. Literally in my trunk. Yes.
Sure.
100%. So I didn't have to pay duty on it. Anyway.
Duty.
Duty. Yeah, no, I've made so many costumes, but I feel like I was the go-to friend for guys and girls.
Well, I never have to be creative again. That's what's great about this relationship.
It really is. And I feel like I do a pretty good job of noting that you want to wear something comfortable, nothing on your head, nothing crazy, as close to like a jeans and t-shirt, but still while being in costume as possible. So I try and accommodate for that. I do actually have a costume for us this year, but like, I don't think we're going to do anything.
What are we going to do?
Yeah, what are we going to do? Sit in the backyard with like two other friends, 6 feet apart?
That's
like
pretty
maybe.
Great.
That sounds pretty good. Yeah, that sounds pretty good, actually. Yeah. We have these, oh my gosh, so we have these lights now in the house that are really spooky. Jeremy's excited.
Oh yeah. No. I've like decked out the entire house with Philips Hue and we have like spooky themes.
We have spooky themes.
Except for half of them aren't fucking working. It's driving me insane.
That's okay though. But it like there's
not
nothing.
Not sponsored Philips Hue.
But it could be.
Not in that. No, they need to start working a little bit better before
it's sponsored.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm not just going to like recommend some bullshit that ain't working.
Yeah. But there's just like nothing better than turning the corner and seeing Moose awkwardly standing there in like a lime green light in a silhouette.
Yeah.
The spooky season vibes are strong in this household.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's JUVEDERM.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history to severe allergic reactions, or if you are allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or take medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Do you remember your first semi, half, three-fourths, fully nude Halloween costume?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Actually, okay. I can think of like my first two in high school. I can't remember which grade I was in for either of these, but one was a construction worker. It was really cute. It was super cute.
Got it.
It was one of those costumes too, where you didn't really get to come out of the costume until the night was over. Like you had to cut yourself out. So I basically wrapped caution tape, yellow caution tape around my tiny little grade 10 boobies, like tiny little grade 10 boobies.
And the difference between the grade 10 boobies and 27-year-old boobies
are not much.
Got it.
Not much.
Okay.
Mostly just like the fat that I've put on since grade 10. It's not any actual boob growth. It's mostly just body weight.
Zero
anyways,
fat.
Anyways.
I see no fat.
Okay.
Thanks, babe. I see just perfection.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
You can
take
over.
So took caution tape and wrapped that around to make like a DIY bandeau and then had the construction vest that I had like fitted to myself and sewed. Very tough to sew through, might I say.
Wait, so just like tape on nipples? Ow.
No. Like you just tape it on top of like either like a tube top or like a strapless bra.
Got it.
We're not stupid. Come on now. Come on
I assure
now.
You there Come are women out there now. That I've seen that just go straight duct tape to skin.
Oh, on Craftopia, one of my dresses, we fully just taped it to my boobs and it was so painful. But yeah, that was the first costume that I really embraced being like pretty nudie. And then it was like super distressed denim shorts. And then the year after that or the year before, I can't remember which one came first, but then there was like a sexy soccer player that was really phoning it in for me. I'm not proud of that one. But that was like tiny, teeny, tiny little booty shorts. And then my actual soccer jersey just like tied up.
I feel like you'd wear that any given day, any day. Small shorts and a bralette.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
No, I mean, not anymore. Not anymore. I'm more into the oversized stuff now. But that was definitely, that was my my initial foray into the sissy costumes.
I wish that I had a better memory for that.
What were you, so in high school, what were your Halloween plans like?
Drunk.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, me too. I remember there was one school dance, though, that I think actually fell on the 31st that ended up being fun, because that was the soccer player that
year. That might have been around, like, Sadie Hawkins for us.
What's Sadie Hawkins again?
When the girls ask the guys.
Oh my God, I would die. Thank God we didn't have that at my high school.
I don't know if that exists anymore.
Oh yeah, maybe not. I feel like that's very like gender specific, so they probably don't do that anymore.
The Midwest for sure does it still. Yeah. They got another 35 years.
Yeah. Definitely a lot of drinking, I feel like, in high school. What did I do in grade 12? I can't even remember. Because I feel like my DIY costumes would have gotten better. I remember my first year of university, I did Adam and Eve, and that was like probably the most naked that I've ever been for Halloween.
Pictures, please.
I probably do have photos, actually. I look like a baby. My hair is really dark, though, so you'll probably like it. But it was a fully DIY costume, and I had literally just glued leaves and flowers onto a bra and underwear. And then after that, there was definitely a year that I was a peacock. That was really cute. It was a whole tutu with peacock feathers glued to it and, like, a teal corset and a peacock feather in my hair.
See, that's the outfit that you think is a good idea until you're like out on a dance floor twerking on some guy and he's just getting stabbed in the face with just peacock feathers.
It was very light peacock feather. It was like mostly a teal and black tutu with like peacock feathers at the end of the tulle, so it wasn't crazy. But I do remember being at a club in Toronto being like, I don't know about this costume right now. It was more just that like the flexibility of the peacock feathers was just like not there. Oh my God, what else was I? And then I was Scooby along with my partner, Shaggy. And then what else was I? I love Halloween. I love it. I just feel like you can truly be whatever the fuck you want. You can dress however you want. And because everyone is dressing up, there's like nothing to be self-conscious about. And you can just really fucking send it.
Yes. And we appreciate that as the straight males in the room.
Okay, yeah, so what's your experience like in high school? At what age do you feel like girls were like, oh, I can wear less clothing and feel confident and like everyone is cool with it?
I mean, I think it's probably a freshman sophomore thing.
What, sophomore is 10?
10.
Okay.
I don't know. As a guy, you're never fully prepared for that transition that no one talks about. And then you're just like, oh God, I had no idea Megan had those. I think it's one of those things where you don't prepare for it. It's because I went to a school with uniforms.
Mm.
So, and not to mean maybe a white polo and a short-ish Catholic schoolgirl dress looks great on some people. It doesn't look great on a lot of people.
Do you know what a ninja boob is?
Enlighten me.
So the high school across the street from me when I was in high school had uniforms and we didn't. And so, I mean, my high school, you very much knew, you know, who had sprouted big boobies over the summer coming back from puberty.
Right.
Spoiler alert, it was not me.
Oh, shit. I thought this was where it was going.
Where it was going.
You had ninja boobs this whole time.
No. So ninja boobs are just...
Did you make this up?
Maybe. I don't know. It's like been a saying since high school.
Okay.
For me and my friends. So maybe we did. I don't know. Let me know in the comments, please. If ninja boobs is new to you, please let me know.
Can't wait for this to be the first thing someone like stumbles upon. And right. All the comments are like, ninja boobs are real. You're like, what? Huh?
I don't know. I really don't know. Actually, I have no idea. So ninja boobs can be described as the boob that is so stealth in disguise that you don't know that it's a big boob.
My least favorite type of boob. Least favorite.
I feel so bad for you as a boob guy. You really did not set yourself up for, success in this relationship as a boob guy.
But that's
guy.
How much I love you.
That really says so much. Like, mm-hmm. It actually does. That
speaks
volumes.
Go back last week, compatibility and everyone's horoscope and this and that.
Yeah.
There are two types. Boob guys, ass guys. Those are the only things that were... No, it's not. It's not true at all.
Well,
here we are.
Well, here we are, and you still love me, and I have small little boobies.
That's definitely a thing that I think, thinking back to my uniform days, mm-hmm. I feel like that was very much a, like when you saw someone out of their uniform.
Right, exactly. And that was like a lot of my friends too, because I had some friends that went to the high school across the street from me that I played soccer with or were just friends with out of school. And I was like, damn girl, you got boobies. How do I get some boobies? but I just feel like when you were in uniform, there were some days where I was like so jealous of the uniform because I thought it was so cute, like the plaid skirt. Most days was not jealous at all. Most days was not jealous. Let us know if you guys had uniforms growing up in high school. But I just feel like they can be so ill-fitting. Like, that's like a one-size-fits-all situation. And surprise, not all bodies are one size. And so there's some people it looks really cute on. And then there's ninja boobies that you have no idea are lurking underneath that
those are your two options.
Shirt.
Yeah. No, yeah, I have. I had a whole slew of Land's End in my closet.
Of what?
Land's End.
What's that?
That's the brand that they made us buy.
Oh, you had to buy a specific brand?
Everyone had to buy the specific brand, yes.
Oh, that's expensive, I feel like, right?
I think they found something, well, private school.
Oh, yeah.
So they can make, whatever. I think they like found a way, like something in the middle. Because the reason they went for Land's End was like, there were some kids that wanted to show up in Versace.
Right.
And then there were some that probably couldn't afford Land's End. And
right.
I think they probably like figured out how to put it in the middle.
I mean, the idea of uniforms is like kind of a good deal. A good idea. I get it. I do get it. Like in theory, I get it. Didn't do it, but I do understand it.
Yeah, I think. Looking back, I don't feel any type of way about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for you, now you understand what a ninja boob is.
I mean, and also like they're like, and then we're going to have a jean day on this Friday. It's as if it was like Easter Sunday.
Jean day.
Yeah.
Jean day.
And then when you found out about the ninja butt.
Ninja booty. Yeah. Also, ninja gray sweatpantween.
But we still played sports after school, so people saw that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm. I should have stuck around for the after school sports. A big mistake on my part. Oh, my God.
Well, that's all for today, folks.
It always comes back to Grace Wilpant-Ween.
It really does.
Always comes back.
It really does.
Always comes back.
I will say that
as you sit here and, you know what, though? It's not the classic Grace Wilpant-Ween. Like, this is the gray. It needs
should
to
I stand
be.
Up and see if everyone has
no,
a...
No, it's okay. It's
you sure?
Okay. Yeah, I'm positive. It's okay. No.
96% okay. Female viewers.
It's okay.
You sure?
How to please the people.
We go back. Retention is either super high or super low. It's one of the
when
two.
You stand up.
Yeah. Well, my favorite part about Pornhub is it will show you the places that people go back and watch a little bit more.
Oh, interesting.
Like, it's like a time lapse.
Huh.
Yeah. And it gives you a very clear indication of the people's favorite parts.
Okay.
Yeah.
You learn something new every day.
You're welcome.
Not to pivot to something more PG, but what are your top three Halloween candy? So like going back to when you were trick-or-treating, what were you most stoked to get?
Kit Kats.
Okay. Number one or number three?
Kit Kats might be number one.
Okay.
Reese's,
mm-hmm.
Or as I would say, Reese's. I don't know why. I just
That's
do.
That's fucking wrong on so many levels. I just iced my mouth. I'm so sorry.
Yo, God. Just
hang on, hang on.
Just a beaut. Stop. This is not an ASMR. Karma. Karma. Reese's.
It's a Reese's.
Yeah, sure. And then probably...
I feel like you're not a candy guy.
I'm not. I'm
really
not.
You're more of a chocolate guy.
Well, that's, I mean, and I mean, I like M&Ms.
Okay.
Like Skittles, yeah. I guess. But like those two, they're, you know, like the crispy chocolate.
Ooh, Crunch.
Yes.
Oh, I fucking fuck with crunch. I fuck
yeah,
with
crunch.
Crunch.
Final answer. Those three.
Okay. Wow. So all chocolate bars.
Yeah.
So when I was of trick or treat age, actually this would have been in high school. Was I still trick-or-treating in high school?
So that would have been beyond trick-or-treat age.
Yeah. Huh.
That's when you show up and the parents go, what are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing? Well, luckily, I still can pass for 15, so it probably was fine for me.
Yeah, Lauren gets me carded more than I got carded as a teenager.
Yeah, so sorry about it.
And does your daughter want a beverage as well? We have lemonade and Shirley Temples.
No, but what we would do is that I had a friend who lived in like a new bougie area of Niagara Falls. And so my city was like, you know, had good areas and bad areas, but we would go to her bougie neighborhood and the neighborhood over. that gave out the full size chocolate bars, and that shit slapped. And so we would just go, and I mean, honestly, it took forever because all the houses were so big and had like massive lawns to walk up, and like, you know, the stairs that go in a circle and then meet at the doorway, like the bougiest of houses. And they would give us the full size chocolate bars, and that was the move.
If reincarnation's a thing, I want to be born rich next time.
Yeah.
It sounds great.
Oh man, those houses are really nice, and they had really good Halloween candy.
The neighborhood that like that was not too far from mine on the other side of the street, and we definitely went down there.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You got to be strategic. You always got to be strategic.
Yeah.
The house that I was, that I lived on growing up, we didn't have any houses on the other side of the street. So no one came to our street to trick or treat. And like most times when I was a kid, I was out trick or treating anyways, but my parents were always a little disappointed because, you know, we weren't a strategic street.
Oh, my mom gets like 150 people still.
No shit.
Yeah.
There's no houses on the other side. Oh yeah, there is. Yeah, there is. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well you live in a nice neighborhood though. So that makes sense.
Yeah, we lived in like the most like humble house on like a very, very nice neighborhood.
Yeah, in like a family neighborhood.
Yeah.
Oh God, trick-or-treating was so fun.
That's like, I was outside, like articulating the exact type of orange and green hue light that I wanted. I was like, I saw like the kids running around. I was like, that's so sad for kids who were like prime trick-or-treating age that don't get that experience right now.
Well, I don't know. I think actually there are some areas.
I'm sure there's some and there aren't, but just like in general.
Yeah, no, totally.
Like the holiday calendar, I feel like is what keeps kids like just looking forward to shit.
Right.
Like,
I almost feel like though on like a COVID front, like not to be like go back to COVID, but like it's almost safer to have a mask and a costume and pick up a piece of candy from a bowl that's like unattended than for like 18-year-olds to go rage in a house party with 300 kids.
Definitely. But I think there's also something along the lines of like, going up to the door, knocking on the door, what do you say? Say thank you. Like, there's just life lessons there that you learn.
Yeah, you're so right. You're
like,
right.
And I feel like it's every parents are just like, and what do we say? Trick or treat? Oh, yeah, thank you. And, or like if they turn around without saying thank you.
Yeah.
Well, Timothy? Genevieve? Christopher? thank you.
You really do say thank you and all of that. Oh, my, so many
Donna
times.
Donna made... Now I'm going to put that piece of candy back if I'm not going to say thank you for it.
Yeah.
Jeremy.
You know what
when all three syllables come out of
Jeremy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You hear that a lot from me too, I feel like. You know what I just realized now, and I love my mom for this. My mom, when she's listening is, I don't know how she mixed feelings. I feel like, Gail totally took a roadie when she would take me trick or treating when I was younger.
Your mom took a tall boy?
No, I think it was a glass of wine. I think they had like a tumbler cup of wine. Now that I'm thinking about it,
wow, is that
like
frat.
Me and my friends and our moms would take a roadie to go of wine.
Isn't it crazy that our parents couldn't deal with us sober? We didn't even know it.
You know what though? Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Gail, get that roadie.
My mom didn't drink a sip of alcohol in the same zip code as me until I was like 19.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow, Donna, that is self-restraint.
I think it also shows why she was so frustrated with me.
Right. Maybe, you know, things would have been easier had there been a little liquid, liquid courage, Mommy, liquid.
What's that thing you always drink at night and you get giggly? Yeah, definitely.
Oh, I can't wait to take a child trick-or-treating in like 10 years from now.
I was saying like 20.
Okay,
how about 25?
My 30, eggs will be
40.
Dead, deceased, in a cemetery, buried.
Fine, 15.
Okay, 15, sure. Okay.
I mean, realistically, it's not going to be... Oh, shit, it's definitely going to be before that.
Yeah, it'll definitely be before that. Sorry, so sorry.
I bought, like, a couple things for, like, my buddy's, like, baby shower yesterday. I'm sorry.
I know, we're old.
I know.
We're old. All my friends are engaged and married and babies and... Yeah, the amount of weddings that I feel like we were supposed to go to just this year that have been now postponed, obviously, due to COVID, but, like... We were supposed to go to so many weddings.
We're going to be on a plane 52 weeks out of whatever year, the moment this is over.
Right.
No doubt.
Yeah.
All right. Enough about things that make me feel like I need to get on with my mature life. Let's go to something that is equally as controversial as Jeremy not believing in horoscopes.
Ooh, here we go.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I absolutely do.
And if everyone that's still listening could do me a favor and type out their answer now before anybody is persuaded of some, you know, fucking clarity in the next 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Write down whether or not you believe in ghosts. Mm-hmm. And for those who believe in ghosts, because I know you want to fucking say it, why don't you say your experience for when you fucking last saw a ghost and how it was crazy and no one ever believed it. And the Ouija board said that. Anyway, it's not that I don't believe in ghosts.
Okay.
I have never experienced, seen, heard. So two things. One, I've never had a ghost experience. And I don't mean to be like a Doubting Thomas of like, if I don't see it, feel it, hear it, it doesn't exist. Like, of course, like that's not, I'm not saying that's why I don't believe in ghosts, but like, I think that obviously if I had some experience with something that I thought was a ghost,
yeah,
I'd think differently, of course. So like,
right. So you could be persuaded.
Yeah. Like, it's not that I'm like, I don't think it's possible. I haven't had an experience with it. One, and two, no one has given me, I guess all the stories and the depictions and the ideas of what I think a ghost would be fall so far off my like bullshit meter. I'm just not buying it.
I used to watch so many episodes of Ghost Hunters. So many. So many. I've watched all of the ghost shows. No, I just feel like there is too much unexplained things that have happened.
So it's going to be a floating sheet? That's the best explanation?
No, it's not a floating sheet. Oh my God. Just like there's too many spooky. No, I just feel like there's too many unexplained things and just like captured snippets of ghostly things for it to not be real.
Go on.
No, I don't know. And I've never had, oh my God, I forgot to tell you this. I'm supposed to go ghost hunting literally next week with Sam and Colby, who that's like what they do is they do like paranormal experiences and like outings. And they're like season 3 of what they do on their channel is like going ghost hunting. So Manny and I are going with Sam and Colby and they're taking us somewhere scary. I don't know why I agreed to this because I am the...
You're the world's biggest pansy when it comes to haunted houses.
I'm just so easily scared.
I mean, I leave with my arm looking as if like mangled. A chipmunk went through it on its way to a nut. Nails.
Wait, actually, fun fact. Jeremy and I feel like started like going on dates around Halloween.
Well, one of our first public dates.
One of our first public dates was at Halloween Horror Nights at Universal in LA. And that was probably like our fourth date or so. Cause I think we went on like November 1st or something when it was like starting to like calm down, but still open. And, oh my God. Yeah. I was sweating the whole time. I don't know why I thought to like bring you and that'd be a good idea because I was not cute. I was screaming. I was ripping up your arm. I was sweating profusely. I'm just like very easily scared. Not for me.
Right. Right. I understand why you believe in ghosts. I think that probably kind of rationalizes your fear. So I would probably believe in ghosts if I were you too.
Yeah, but I feel like Universal and like Horror Nights and stuff like that is more of like the jump scare type
of
scare.
It's so kitschy too.
I fall for it every time though, because you know it's coming, but you don't know when it's coming.
It's coming the moment after you was obviously supposed to come. So like if you turn the corner, it's not the first step that gets you, it's the third.
Yeah, but what if it's the second?
Then it's the second.
Yeah, but it's still scary. It scares me. It's a jump scare though. It's like... like that scary to me is funny. It's like the psychological thrillers,
right?
That like fuck me. Oh my God.
I definitely used to be scared of the dark as a kid.
Huh? Interesting.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Like I would definitely like turn off the lights in the basement and run upstairs.
Oh yeah. I feel like every kid, especially like, I mean, West Coast kids, they're like, what's a basement?
Right. But like
for us, there's something scary and unknown about a dark basement
right.
for some reason. I don't know. I've never had a paranormal activity experience, but I want to. No, maybe I don't want to. I don't know. Maybe I don't want to.
Do you think you would handle that well?
I would fucking absolutely not. I'd probably pee my pants. Like I genuinely think that I would not handle that well at all. But I like knowing that I would have a more concrete story, because I feel like everyone's got a ghost story and I just like don't have a ghost story, and that sucks.
I am the worst when it comes to like a group and someone's telling a ghost story.
Right, because you're the downer.
No, I'm not a downer. No. I'll just sit there and go, yeah.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah. No one likes that guy,
Jeremy. I'm not being like, no.
No one likes that guy.
No, but I would do it in a way that like, no one was like, oh, okay, he doesn't buy it. Except for you would halfway through go, okay, Jeremy, I see your smile. I see your, you don't believe him.
Is that what I sound like to you?
It is what you sound like.
We've noticed, we picked up when we like watch the edited podcast that Jeremy, even when he's not trying to mock me, can't not mock me.
Miami?
There it is. I don't know why you make me sound like that.
I don't, I don't know either.
Oh my God. Yeah. I don't know. I kind of want to, you know what? No, I want to have a friend who's had a very real paranormal experience. Cause then I can be like, oh yeah, my friend. Cause I don't have to be like, oh, my friend whose uncle, whose cousin, whose sister, whose, you know, person in her math class had this happen to her.
What's the dream that people say is like, there's like a ghost over you?
Oh, I don't want to know because I'll
like
for sure
have
it.
Like sleep paralysis?
Oh my God. The idea of sleep. I don't even have sleep paralysis, but I actively have anxiety about getting sleep paralysis.
I've had sleep paralysis before.
That's so scary.
And I've had it where you wake up and so it's crazy. So my sleep paralysis to me at least feels like I'm incoherently just like drunk. And
I hate that.
The scary thing, it's always twofold. It's one, there's, I don't, for whatever reason, my like motor functions don't work and I'm trying to like keep up with the conversation or do something.
Okay.
And it's not like, I'm not able to like literally like move or not like do it or whatever. I'm like, yo, what's wrong with me?
Mm-hmm,
and then like the other side of it is like, sometimes like, I feel like I'll like open my eyes up a little bit in person and like, you can kind of like feel that like things are still like existing on the outside world, but for whatever reason you can't like move your body. And so to me, maybe that's, I don't know, maybe that's.
Paranormal.
Yeah. Maybe that's my ghost story that I didn't realize was a ghost that was like hanging out and like poking fun at me.
Oh my God.
That's definitely happened before and it sucks.
Oh my God. I just like, I hate the idea of feeling out of control and being trapped in my own body. So it's like, if you're conscious but don't have control over like your limbs, like, nope. Hard pass. It is a no for me, dog. I would die.
But you've been to a psychic before, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so how do you feel? Have you ever been to a psychic?
So, one.
Okay, and? I don't know if I know this.
It was unreal.
What? Oh, wait. Oh my God, hang on. It's coming, it's coming into focus vaguely. Okay, remind me.
My like old comp, like the last company I worked at, the CEO for like a end of the New Year's or something like before. Anyway, brought in a medium that was like a big.
Okay, wait, a medium or a psychic? Two different things. Medium can like speak to the dead.
Oh, I don't know.
Psychic is psychic. Supposed to be able to tell your future.
Psychic.
Okay.
Psychic.
Okay.
For sure. And. Oh, this is a lot to tell.
Wait, I have to pee. Hang on. I'm too excited right. for you to tell this
Pause.
Whole story. Hang on. Oh my God. Who is the most adorable pineapple in the entire world, Snoogies? Oh goodness. Oh.
People are going to be like, wait, why don't you guys just tell the story about a psychic? Sorry, Lauren had to pee.
I had to pee. But now we have a small furry pineapple here. And so honestly, you're welcome for the pee break because now we have a pineapple. Oh, bubbies. Oh, who is adorable? Oh, goodness.
So anyway, back to my psychic story. So my old CEO basically brought in a psychic. And this was about the same time as now, maybe like 3-4 years ago. Anyway.
Interesting. Wait, so single or in relationship?
Recently single. That's part of it.
Oh. Yeah.
And so I've definitely never told this publicly. So I like she was a tarot card reader.
Okay. Yeah.
And like did it this way. And anyway, and like flipped them all out. Bam. And like, I wish I could explain this better. I just don't really remember like the logistics of it. Anyway, like put the cards out and was like, picked up a card on her side. And she goes, oh, and puts it up, picks another one. Oh. And picks up another one. And I was like, and she just looks at me and goes, I'm sorry the relationship didn't work out.
Oh my God. And she knew.
And I was like, huh? And like, I had just broken up, like the engagement had been called off, I don't know, a couple weeks beforehand or whatever.
Oh my God. So fresh.
Fresh, but like it wasn't public. You know what I mean? Oh, like it wasn't somebody that you could go and Google.
Right. So even if she had looked up who was going to be at the party and like matched names to faces and done her research, she, yeah.
Anyway, so like hit that. And then was just like, bam, bam, bam. And to a degree, actually was said something like that. Like I was going to have a good year. And then I think she said I was going to leave the company. Wow. I think she said I was going to leave that company and that I was going to like have a very like profitable year in like 2 years, which would have been like a year and a half ago, which was correct.
We need this lady's number.
Wow. Okay. Maybe we should call her again.
Oh my God. Wait, so was there anything else? What do they give for like the forecast of like the rest of your life? Did she say anything or was it more just like referencing your past?
It was more referencing like what had just happened.
Okay.
And then like career and professional wise, because it was like brought in at work.
I see. So she didn't say anything about me and Moose.
Well, no. She didn't say anything about you. She said something about a really attractive, amazing, intelligent, successful girl that rhymed with Florin, who would have a dog that rhymed with Caboose. Anyway, that's all I got. What do you got?
Okay. So I've been to a few psychics and like, here's my take on psychics is that I think that even if what they do say is 100% true in that moment, I think this moment that you step out of that room and you make your next decision, things can change. So I don't live my life by what the psychic says or what they predict or what they think I'm going to do or specific ages that they give me. But I definitely, I don't know. I think they're fun. I think it's cool. And I think it's interesting.
Oh, that one like experience went from a fuck, this is stupid or whatever to being like, either it's complete bullshit and you got a lucky guess or your ability to read energy even is unparalleled.
Right. So you were giving off like single boy, sad boy vibes.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. So there's one specific psychic that I went to, and this one, I feel like my longtime viewers always reference back to, like once a month, someone will tweet me the link to this video. And I can leave it in the description box of like the YouTube video, but it is this psychic that I went to in DC, randomly in DC, when I was there for a Playlist Live, like a YouTube convention with a bunch of girls. And we just had like time to kill on a free day before our flights. And so we literally found a psychic that was like walk-in availability. So it's like, who knows? I think the Yelp ratings were like 2.5 stars. So we're like, okay. Let's do it. We got nothing to do. It's fun. You know, bring in some business for this lady. So anyway, we go in and the amount of things that have come true since that reading on specific ages is like pretty wild. And I still have the video actually. And her voice is just like so exactly what you think a psychic is going to sound like. Like she probably smokes like a shit ton of cigarettes a day. She was literally smoking during my reading. And it was, oh my God, it was so great. She literally was like, you're going to buy a house at 25.
Which you did.
Which I did. Yeah. You're going to get married at, I forget what age, but we'll circle back on that to 35? Make sure that you hit
45.
That. I think it was actually 27.
57.
So you have about 9 more months to make that happen. No, but like the things that she said were so crazy. And she gave me some initials. And like, granted, I think the initials thing is like kind of a toss up because they're like, I see you with someone with the initials, da, 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 da. And they lift off like 4. And then she'll like list off like 4 initials.
Didn't she say J&M?
Yes. Wow. Hang on, let me find the video and I'll like play you some of her voice. It's so crazy. Oh my God. I remember being so nervous to record the reading just because I feel like that just like messes with the energy.
All the same that you wish to yourself and your
friend.
And you need Lauren. Lauren, I see that your wish will come true. I see someone with a T in your name, and I also see a J. I see a T and a J. I also see an M and an R. I see that you're going to be in love 3 times. How old are you?
I'm 22.
You're meant to meet your soulmate by 24. And I see marriage at 27. You will have a successful marriage. And you will have a successful career in the future. I see by 2018 you're going to put down payment on my house.
But since then, I've been to a few in LA, and they've been okay.
All right, let's call the one that I went to.
Wait, you actually think you can find her? You can find her again?
Yeah, because she's friends with my old CEO.
Yeah. Oh yeah. My God, let's go! I'm so excited.
That's what we'll do for Halloween.
Ooh,
you know what we could do? We could even like spooky. We could even invite our favorite friends over and do a group read.
Ooh, Bubby's looks so tired right now.
I know he's exhausted.
He's so tired. Bubby's went to school today, so he's a sleepy pineapple. Sleepy pineapple.
All right. Well, Bubby has to go to bed.
Our child has to go to bed. But I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. So what did we talk about today? Like, I feel like, let us know if you believe in ghosts. Let us know if you know what a ninja boob is. And, don't forget, make sure you send your podcast pup photos this week and podcast pussy, podcast pets photos.
We nixed the podcast
pussy. Did we?
Mm.
Oh, okay. I mean, okay. Podcast pets. Ugh, that's not as fun.
Well, but in full Halloween costume.
In full Halloween costume is what I was going to say. Is it send your podcast pups.
It's not a contest, but it's not a contest.
It's not a contest. It's never not a contest.
What has this podcast been?
Ooh. This has been views.
We already did that.
We've done that one. Oh, we can't do a repeat?
No.
Okay. This has been Zane and Heath Unfiltered.
I have actually a new fan and listener of that podcast.
Okay, I love that for you.
I feel like I listened to Views quite a few times, and then I listened to theirs like once, and I was like, the energy here is contagious.
Okay, I love that. I love that you're a fan.
That's all I got.
Okay, all right.
Am I Zane or am I Heath?
Ooh, I think you'd be Heath. I think I'd be Zane.
Yeah, because I got more hair.
You have more hair, but also like I feel like Heath is kind of a cowboy.
Hot.
Okay. Yeah. So
he's literally starting to snore. He's
starting to snore with his eyes open. We have to go. Bye.
'Thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery? Think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scars. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.